Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm speaking with Harold Workman, who is president and CEO of the Kentucky Expo Center and the Fair Board. And we are going to chat a little bit about this year's National Farm Machinery Show. And I understand we got some pretty unusual weather here for the show.
Yeah, we've got some pretty northern weather here. We had 6 to 8 inches of snow that came in yesterday, but interstates are clear. They're very good shape. Some of the side roads are still pretty sticky, but we've got the parking lots cleared off and a lot of people coming into the show.
Well, tell me about that, a little bit about the history of the National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, obviously, this is our 45th year for the National Farm Machinery Show, and it started as a very small event in one corner of one of our wings back 45 years ago, and obviously caught on pretty well because as we've continued to increase the size of our facilities, it's filled at every time. And we still have a waiting list of exhibitors who would like to be involved with this show, and we have a lot of exhibitors who'd like to have more space. So it really has become, an icon of kind of a barometer for the agribusiness industry at the beginning of the year here in February.
Well, how many exhibitors do you have here?
Well, we have, because of the size, we have a little over 800 exhibitors. It's taken up 1.2 million square feet of space, which is what we now have in this particular facility. And, you know, like I said, we still have a waiting list, and that's a good thing to have.
And normally, what is your attendance?
You know, our attendance usually will run in the neighborhood of 300,000 over the 4 days. I think last year it was a little over 300,000, which is second largest in the history of the event. So it pretty well maintains its attendance every year, you know, just like today, even with the weather. The parking lots are filling up pretty quick, and there's a lot of people out on the exhibit floors.
Well, and one of the things that probably really draws people in is it's free admission, just parking, right?
That's right. You know, the show's always been free admission. We charge parking, which is very nominal, $6 to park, and you know, that's we hope worth it. I don't know many places you can park for $6 anymore. Maybe we need to look at that. I don't know. But it is free, and, you know, the exhibitors pay a fee to be here, and it's our job to put people in front of them. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we made the decision not to charge admission. We think it's important to have it open and free to the public to come to the event.
Well, and of course, another big deal here is the tractor pull, right?
Well, it is. You know, the tractor pull, this is the 42nd year for the tractor pull. It didn't start at the same time as the farm show. Mm-hmm. But it is an invitational pull. We have 5 performances in 4 days because there's a matinee on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with it being invitational, that means that we take applications and try to invite only the best of each classification that pulls here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not pulling for the money. They're pulling for the prestige of winning the pull at this event because it is probably the longest running pull indoors in the country. And from an attendance standpoint, we will have attendance over the 5 pulls of somewhere between 60,000 and 70,000. So it's very popular, as you know, Saturday night, which is the finals. It's always sold out. I think maybe a few tickets on the top rows. If you need one, you need to be getting it now. But it is a very popular event.
All right. Thank you very much, Harold. And we'd like to invite everybody to make sure they come out because, like you said, the highways are clear and the parking lots are clear, so make sure you come on down to the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.